great to see CJ Graham picking up some rides today and tomorrow as well here at the Grafton Carnival. She's got off to a flying start, and I reckon her dad, who is driving her to the race at the moment, would probably have a grin on him like a split in the watermelon. CJ, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Your dad just can't stop smiling, can he?
Me and him both.
I reckon too. You got off to a terrific start. I mean, you must have been just, I suppose, caught pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, definitely. It's been great. I'm so grateful.
Now, the good thing is, you only get two rides. You're on third, your second ride, then Coffs Harbour, you won for Bet Bellamy, you've won. It's just worked out beautifully.
It has. It's been great. I haven't had that many rides, and to get that much success, couldn't ask for anything better.
And CJ, that's the other thing too. Often when you kick off, you get your ride here and your ride there, but I'm noticing now you're starting to pick up more rides at more meetings, and trainers have given you the opportunity to have a couple of rides at the carnival here, which is great.
Exactly. I was so stoked just to get a couple of rides up here today, but I've just been so grateful for all the trainers putting me on and giving me lots of support. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Now, obviously, Dad, Peter, successful jockey, and your brother's a jockey as well. Now, your background, I suppose, were you a pony club girl?
Yeah, I was. I've been doing pony club for about 4 years now. Absolutely love that. Just love the horses, and I do a fair bit of show jumping and that. Yeah, it's great.
It's interesting because I find that a lot of the lady riders, the girls, still love their show horses and still ride in that area when they're not riding in races. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I do that, definitely. Pretty much always on a horse.
Now, today, you get a couple of nice rides. You've been given a chance. You've got Dagger Boy. Terry McCarthy's put you on. And this was the last start winner at Ballina.
It is. He won his last start over 1,600. It was on the heavy nine, but I think this race would be a little bit harder, but I still think you'll give him a shake.
All right. You've drawn out in barrier 10. The horse can settle sort of midfield or handy. So you're probably going to have a couple of options, aren't you?
Yeah, I think you might just be better off just rolling forward on him, but we'll see how it plays.
All right. We go to race 6 then, and you picked up a nice ride here. Little Cayuse, it's first up.
Yeah, it is. It's had a trial, placed third in a recent trial. I had quite a fair time off. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, it's interesting. He had 3 years off, whatever the reason was. It's by Yuma Tiller, but it did have a bit of form, and the trial the other day wasn't too bad.
Yeah, the trial's good, actually.
So 9 years old, but we won't tell him that.
No, we won't tell him that.
Just keep it between ourselves, all right? Yeah. And then we go to the final event, which is race 8, and you've got a ride. You picked up a ride here as well, and you're on show day. Another one for Terry McCarthy.
Yeah, another one for Terry. That's great. Dad and Jesse have both won on this horse, so it'd be good to get a winner on him. He's been well beaten in his last two starts back to the spell, but he's drawn a bit awkward. He'll need a bit of luck, but...
Yeah, he's the sort of horse that looks like he takes a run or two to come right.
Exactly. So hopefully today will be good to get the job done.
Now, you claim the 3. What weight can you ride at, CJ?
The very bar minimum.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm only... 47.5, 48 kilos.
Holy hell. You laugh. What's Dad think about that when Dad's having to waste?
Oh, I think he's a bit jealous.
He's driving at the moment. I can imagine he'd be looking at you as though he's been sucking on a lemon, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Dad, we're going to have a yarn. Tell Dad we'll ring him tomorrow because he won the cup last year, Red Nav.
He did. It'd be great for him to get 2 in a row, wouldn't it? I'll be cheering him on.
All right. Now, Pete, can you do it again tomorrow?
We're a chance, yeah. I'm quietly bit confident that we've got a chance anyway. He really relishes a dry track, and it's a dry track tomorrow, so he should go well.
Now, mate, we'll give you a ring in the morning, but you must be so proud of CJ, or Jessie as well, but CJ just got off to a terrific start, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's been pretty lucky that everyone's just kept giving her rides, and she's Drew Smith held her back for a while. I said, just keep a trial, and which we did. She done extra trials, and she was pretty switched on and all that when she first started, and it shows in her riding, so she's going really good.
And it shows the wisdom of just saying, just wait a little bit and be patient sometimes with the youngster, doesn't it?
That definitely helped, and still now she's just been really taking the rides that people are ringing for. She hasn't been... chasing rides on up, and it's all worked in well for her. She's just getting better and better, and each ride she learns a bit more and gets better and there.
Now, CJ, how patient were you when they said, just take a little longer?
I was actually quite happy. Dad knows exactly how the game works, so I was happy to sit back and wait for him to let me know when I was ready, but it all worked out good.
Well, you're getting advice from a bloke who's got a fair bit of knowledge, aren't you?
Exactly. I'm going to listen to every bit.
Good on you. Well, good luck to both of you today, and we'll talk to Dad tomorrow, CJ.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
Thanks, CJ. Thanks, Pete. We'll talk to you tomorrow. CJ Graham in the car with a dad, Pete, on the way to the races today.